The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVram Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And before we get into it, DeVram, I really have to tell you the truth right now, and I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings. You look very tired.
Yeah.
Like, you look like you might not even be awake right now. Like, are you currently asleep?
You know what? I have been asleep, I think, my entire life, except for about 3 hours of it.
Oh, interesting.
I think you're going to explain why that might be.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Reawaken America tour that DeVram and I had the distinct honor of attending in 2022. Wild experience. We were only there for 3 or 4 hours, but we experienced a lifetime of conspiracy theories, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when you wake up that much, that fast, you're going to remember it. That's for sure.
It was a rush. And also, there was a couple moments of genuine fear, I think, that we had. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A far-right tour called
Reawaken America Tour,
which has generated a lot of controversy,
criticized for peddling QAnon conspiracy theories,
claims by state officials that it spawns racist, hateful rhetoric.
The Reawaken Tour's coming to our place, hallelujah. It's going to be lit.
Way back in 2022, DeVram and I and our good friend Peter Richardson traveled to Phoenix, Arizona to go to the Reawaken America Tour, an event featuring speakers from the world of QAnon and Trump.
How lucky we were.
Really felt very, very blessed to be there. Mm-hmm. More on being blessed later. The Reawaken America Tour is the brainchild of Clay Clark, a talk show host and businessman from Oklahoma. And according to Sam Kestenbaum of Rolling Stone, quote, in Clark's career, he has been a regional mogul, a self-help author. Mm. He oversaw a dog training company, a barbershop chain, and a photo business.
Oh, my word.
He once ran for mayor, and now he's tapping into a mix of pandemic conspiracies, God and flag patriotism, stop the steal fervor, and spiritual supernaturalism. So Clark created this Reawaken America tour after COVID-19 ravaged the country and a lot of businesses closed. And you might be thinking, what is the Reawaken America Tour? Well, it's a little bit of a MAGA rally. It's a little bit a revival church, and it's a lot crazy.
Reawaken America Tour featuring Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Cash Patel, Mike Lindell, General Flynn. So many great patriots are going to be there. I'm telling you, we're having 70 plus speakers. We got to do it. So I'm just telling you, folks, and people say, why do you have to do it? Because I want the prophets, the politicians, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, the basketball players, the celebrities all to meet and to understand that Jesus is King.
We arrived in Phoenix on Thursday night. And on Friday morning, we headed to the Dream City Mega Church in Phoenix. And the Dream City Church actually made national news when they were scheduled to host a pro-Trump event in June of 2020. And the church claimed that they had an air filtration system that could destroy 99.9% of COVID. And DeVram, do you think that that claim was backed up by any science?
Well, I think when you're in a church like that, you don't need science to get your facts. You pray and you say, you know, what does God tell you? And if God says it's 99.9% of COVID, maybe God got that from the bottle of like Dove dish soap or whatever and then repeated it to the congregation.
It was not backed up by science, if you can believe it. They ended up deleting that claim. But there was a lot of stuff going on like that in 2020, right? Like a lot of like miracle cures were being put out there by televangelists and
Presidents,
hydroxychloroquine by the president.
Hydroxychloroquine, maybe some disinfectant maybe into the body.
Or some light.
That destroys it in a minute, maybe less than a minute.
Support Peter Navarro, donate something. Peter told me he needed help raising some money to cover his ongoing legal costs. Go to GibsonGo.com/Navarro and donate anything at all. And if you say, I don't have $5, maybe fast for a meal.
The first thing you'll notice when you enter the Reawaken America tour is that everyone there is very old. And also, there's lots of people trying to sell you something. I remember we talked to these people that had this piping company, and they were talking like a little bit about God, but also about like getting purified water in your house, and somehow the two were connected.
Yeah, I think it was purified water, but also you're at a church. They were leaning into the God thing. It was a strange cross-section of like these kind of schemes and religion and politics.
I think after we looked at a couple of these tables, it became clear that most of these people were either creating or involved in pyramid schemes.
Yes.
Somehow loosely related to God or religion or freedom.
Much like the air filtration system. Claims maybe not backed up by science, but claims nonetheless proudly being made.
But backed up by God, by the big man upstairs. But that happens a lot where the pyramid schemes, like, they will target church groups as a way to get in, and they like will have a group and then have 20 people in this church group Bible study that will then be in somebody's downline, and it happens a lot. Another thing we noticed is that a lot of people there had some COVID conspiracies, and that was like a big thing there, even though at this point there was basically no COVID protocols still happening. Basically everything was open, people weren't wearing masks very much. It wasn't affecting the day-to-day lives.
And it was in Arizona. I don't think it was particularly closed up in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, I think by that time, it was more of a fighting it ideologically than actually having it affect their daily lives.
And we were able to talk to somebody who was a doctor.
Why are you speaking at the same event with Mike Flynn and Mike Lindell?
So I'm a physician, okay? And by the way, COVID is just a catalyst, smokestorm, if you will, to kind of deceive people, right?
I'm just happy to be talking to a medical doctor, because I've gotten arguments with friends who are not doctors, and they like try and sell me some supplements. They try and sell me like some like powders and mixes and all this stuff. But it's like, no, you need to listen to doctors like yourself, who are telling you what's going on with this virus.
You're 100% right.
Is this your product?
Well, so we have nutritional products and supplements, stuff that we help our patients with. But
what is this? It's like a powder or something?
This is a nutritionally infused coffee beverage.
We looked up this guy after. It turns out he said he's a doctor, medical doctor is what he said. He's a chiropractor. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about a chiropractor. They like saved my neck one time.
But it's not a medical doctor.
That was basically like every single person there had kind of that same vibe a little bit.
A lot of people were like, I am going to teach you something right now. I am an authority on this. And I think you have to have that vibe when you're trying to sell your bullshit to people.
I don't want to say that all of the people selling things there were selling supplements, because that's not true. There was actually some beautiful art that was there as well. Mm-hmm. And we talked to this gentleman that was selling it was just fantastic art. Could you describe it for the people listening to me?
Sure. We see Donald Trump here holding, what is that, a hammer, an axe above his head or something?
Yeah, it's a painting of Donald Trump holding a musket, I believe.
Okay, it's a little bit small for me on my screen here. So he's holding a musket triumphantly above his head, American flags waving, whipping in the background. It looks like a beautiful painting, a triumphant painting. And then you have Trump as, I guess, kind of a Paul Revere-type character.
Yeah, it looks like a colonial soldier. But I think you're right. Paul Revere, it looks like he's got his lantern and he's on a horse or something.
His lantern, one if by land, two if by sea. And then the third painting, the one that I'm holding, I never noticed this before, how defeated Trump looks.
Oh, you see, that's interesting. Yeah, it's kind of like an inkblot test here, because I see a man who's putting his head down in prayer, in silent prayer, because I know that Trump is such a religious man, and he's just praying to God, as I'm sure he seeks guidance from the Lord all the time, Donald Trump. That's just the man he is.
Yeah.
The gentleman in the center of these this photo is a painter, and he's been painting, I think, since 2020. He started painting all these pictures of Donald Trump and Mike Flynn. They're all like putting them, for the most part, into like colonial. He's George Washington, and one of them Trump is.
Right.
It's very beautiful art. We did not purchase any.
We couldn't get it into our suitcases and get it home. And that was tough. We would have loved to buy all of it.
He said he was tracing in Photoshop, so it's really not that good.
Objectively, it's not that good then.
It's not that good, yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to see the main event, and we went inside, and I think Mike Flynn was on stage. I call him Mike. He's a buddy, General Mike Flynn. He was given saying stuff about the election being stolen and saying stuff about God.
One nation under God and one religion under God, right? We have to believe that this is a moment in time where this is good versus evil. So, because when Matthew mentioned it...
Blah, blah, blah. Same shit.
I think we'd probably seen him once or twice before. It's a little boring. Then a main event came up. I don't know if you want to set it up in any way.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Mike Lindell is a big figure at these things.
We've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
Stop the steal.
Oh, it's so soft and smooth.
For anyone who's not aware, he's the MyPillow guy.
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow.
And then he's launched a bunch of other little... you know, companies. And around this time, he had launched Frank Speech.
Welcome to frankspeech.com. This is going to be a platform like no other. It's kind of like a YouTube Twitter combination. Everything's going to be the most secure. We're going to be attacked, but I have my own servers. It's like a YouTube Twitter combination, or Twitter channel, so to speak. I am so excited because what's going on right now, they're trying to take everything from us in our country. And we need to get our First Amendment. Thank you. God bless. But I have my own servers.
This was his, like, kind of social media platform that he kept claiming was a lot bigger than it was.
Twitter channel, so to speak.
But the big thing that happened around here was that the bank had told him they didn't want to continue to keep his money because of all the election lies and everything. So here he is. He's taking this stage amidst all this controversy.
We get this call. You're going to hear it here. This is the bank. They're debanking us.
It's the perceived public reputation risk.
I want to show you their names. I'm going to leave it out because this is going to be seen. This is seen on Frank's Speech by about 4 or 5 million people right now also. So here's their phone numbers.
He's going to dox the banker.
There's nothing on this screen. There's literally nothing.
Bring up the numbers. Where's the phone numbers?
Should have the clip of the bank phone numbers and stuff.
Yeah, bring them up.
It's not.
Where's the video guy?
Okay.
Pull up the numbers.
Get him up there, but we're going to have him up on Frank Speech. I want everyone in this country to call them and say, you're not pulling those accounts down.
And I want everyone in America to call the bank. It's just like, we're getting a call from literally every single person in America right now. What are we going to do? I don't think you could write it better than that. It was just amazing. That was great. No notes.
His kind of like tech company. And then he can't do a proper, just putting some text on a screen was over the heads of Mike Lindell and the AV people at the event.
He was like, we used the technology to find out that they stole the election. I figured it out with my technology. And then, but PowerPoint, it's a little bit above his pay grade.
Yeah.
What a character that guy is.
Yeah.
At a certain point, Clay Clark.
If you say, I don't have $5, maybe fast for a meal.
The MC of the whole thing. He comes out and is like, all right, give it up for Mike Lindell. And Mike Lindell does not leave stage. Michael Flynn has to come out and get him off stage. Like, they have to like actually physically remove him from the stage. He would not leave.
They have to, like, manage him like he's, like, a child or something.
Yeah.
He's, you know, going on adrenaline. He can't be stopped. And they had to kind of, like, slowly corral him off stage.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. I don't know why it's so funny just hearing, like, kind of a reasonable banker being like, you see, it's the reputational risk. Like, you are embarrassing.
You were there and you kind of were like there when people stormed the Capitol and said some stuff and then they were caught in the White House with a... Do you remember this? He was in the White House?
Yeah, it was Mike Lindell with like coffee, I think, and like some papers that he was like sloppily holding and a photographer was like click, 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 zoomed in. It's like, how to declare martial law.
And that's, it's so wild. This guy who would not leave the stage and was telling people to call his bank was in the White House after January 6th giving advice to the president of the United States. That guy.
That guy who owns the pillow company.
Yeah.
Who for some reason was able to wrangle the best internet detectives in the world. And then he would hold these symposiums where he would say, come for the weekend, we're going to prove it to you. And then people would leave like,
I don't know. I don't even know what he was
after not learning anything.
We saw him at CPAC in Dallas. That was a CPAC over the summer? Yeah, CPAC. And within talking to him for 20 seconds, he said that my family works for
Dominion.
Yeah. It was like, your family works for Dominion, doesn't it? You wanted blah, blah, blah. And he just starts screaming. It's like wild, wild.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an You got that? You're an
What I'm saying.
Obviously, you don't have a My Pillow, too. You don't, do you?
Outside, there was a gentleman that I asked to speak with for a second because I saw other people going and taking their picture with him. I had no idea who this guy was. No idea.
You hear Elon Musk talking about us going to Mars. Mars has been colonized since after World War II. There are millions of Americans that live on Mars.
Really?
Because, the brain drain. Nazis won the war. They gave up the country of Germany. But the Nazis all came over here, and now they're all through the U.S. government. George H.W. Bush is the leader of the Fourth Reich.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more going on in this world than you can possibly fathom.
Patriot street fighter, prepare to stand your ground. See the tears of the forefathers rain upon the ground.
Patriot street fighter?
Scott McKay, Patriot street fighter, who was a speaker at this event.
You are now in this war. That's why you're here. Are you going to answer Christ's call? Are you going to be part of the ascending Christ consciousness on this planet? So we bury this satanic architecture, which has infiltrated every aspect of society.
He believes, one, let's just list this out here.
Yeah.
Nazis, one, World War II, which is important for people with the history books. You can just throw that out. They actually won. Americans are now living on Mars. There's colonies on Mars. It's been colonized forever.
He said that the Germans gave up Germany, move to America, work in government, that Americans colonized Mars.
What the hell is going on? What the fuck did I do wrong? Tell me.
You blabbed, Quaid. You blabbed about Mars.
Are you crazy? I don't even know anything about Mars.
Wait, DeRob, you never heard of the brain drain? You don't know about the brain drain?
The brain drain. I don't know about the brain drain.
Okay, all right. So this is Scott McKay, speaker at this event, sharing the same stage as Eric Trump. Eric Trump was there with this guy who says that Americans are living on Mars, it's colonized, and that Germany won World War II.
These patriots.
Can we just stop? Sorry.
These patriots.
So it just blows my mind. It is.
It's hard not to see that as an endorsement because it is. I agree with what people are saying at this event. Therefore, I will speak there too.
All right, DeVron, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you some more about Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter. And some of this is pretty funny. The landing is not as funny. So according to the Daily Beast, McKay held an event in 2021 in Pennsylvania. And this is a quote from the article. McKay and a number of his associates, including his 81-year-old father, became sick. In posts on the social media app Telegram on July 19th, McKay acknowledged that a number of people who attended the rally became ill with an unspecified disease. McKay added that he was taking hydroxychloroquine, suggesting that he had contracted COVID-19. McKay blamed the illness on a toxin attack from the deep state. And on July 31st, McKay announced that his father, a well-known figure to Patriot Street Fighter fans, who he called the General, had suffered a stroke caused by the coronavirus. Sadly, in August of that year, his father passed away. It gets sad. So it went from being like, this is a deep state attack, and it's not the virus that has, you know, killed hundreds of thousands, if not a million people at that point in America, it was a deep state attack on this guy who had 200 people together in a small room in Pennsylvania.
We have talked to people over the years. We'll say, where do you get your news? It's kind of just a fallback question, just when people are starting to say wild stuff. A lot of people have mentioned him. He has an audience. People take him seriously. They believe he's telling them news.
The big thing about this, and we kept calling this the Q conference, right? It's the Reawaken America Tour, but we would refer to it as the Q conference because there are so many like QAnon believers there.
Right.
And when you go to the Q conference, the last person you expect you could actually meet is Q, Q himself. I don't know how many of you have seen the HBO doc series Q Into the Storm, but in the series, they make a pretty good case that Q is actually Ron Watkins. Ron Watkins ran the message board that Q was posting on, and there was several pieces of evidence, and then he kind of admitted it at the end of the doc series.
One of the major pieces of evidence is that the message board would be down, but Q would still be posting. Like,
right.
You could only do that if you had access to it in the way that he did, was the idea.
So we met Ron, and we just wanted to get our picture taken with him, but then we kind of both were overtaken with the same thought, I guess, that we just wanted to get off our chest a little bit.
Q, we know that you're Q. Will you just admit that you're Q?
What's your name?
It's really obvious that you at least know who it is.
I don't know, I'm not Q.
But you knew who it was.
I don't know who it was.
But you did, because you controlled the whole thing. You knew who was posting
and
when.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
I just love that he ran for Congress, and it was like, why would you be running for Congress almost if you weren't Q or associated with? Why would you think people would vote for you? What are you running on other than your association with Q?
My name is Ron Watkins, and I am not a politician. I am an entrepreneur, and I'm a computer scientist. We have to send a fighter, and I am your fighter. If you send me to DC, you will know that I will be fighting against this evil, and I will make sure that your rights are kept. Thank you. I want to say that we would not even be in Ukraine if President Biden did not shut down the Keystone Pipeline on the first day. We've got all of this oil coming through from Russia to the United States, and they want the better route to bring the oil through.
That's not why they went into Ukraine. The reason why they went into Ukraine is because Russia wanted Ukraine as they had them pre-World War II, and Ukraine wanted to be part of NATO.
Respond, please.
He's right. I made a mistake.
All right.
I think it was after January 6th, he like had a tweet that was like, I think we all had a lot of fun doing this and we made a lot of great friends, but we should probably just forget this whole Q thing. And I'm
that's incredible.
It was very, very right. Funny.
They're kind of telling me that I may have incited some sort of insurrection or helped with that. So let's just be grateful for the friends we made along the way.
And we'll do a whole thing on the whole, just talking about this. Just there's so much dumb stuff with Q and like why it's so obvious it was all fake and blah, 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 blah. But this was the guy. That was the guy behind. I mean, he might not have been the first guy.
One of the main things, reasons that it seems like it's just obviously not legit is that none of the stuff happens. It never happens, which should be such a huge clue.
Well, hold on. I heard this from one of my sources at a Trump rally at the funeral for George H.W. Bush that everyone was given pieces of paper and they all had the same piece of paper and they were looking at it in there and that was them being told, we're taking you to prison right after this. We're taking you to prison.
Jason, you got to give it up.
Conspiracy.
Just be happy with all the friends you made along the way. Okay, Ron says, give it up. Maybe we just walk the other way.
So this happened and maybe I pushed the envelope a little too much at the end there. We could tell that he was very upset and he started pointing at us with security and we decided maybe we should just leave. We should leave. So we walked to the car and this is what happened.
So we're blocked in at the Q conference after we just said to Ron Watkins that we knew he was Q. I don't want to say it's a conspiracy, but it's suspect.
We go to the QAnon conference for 3 to 4 hours. And look what it did to it. We became conspiracy theorists. It turned out the person who had the car was just the guy that worked in the parking lot where we parked, and he was pissed that he couldn't park there, so he blocked us in.
But it turned us into that. You're right.
My first thought was, this is the brain drain. This has got to be the brain drain going on right now. Are you familiar with the brain drain?
You think that was one of the Nazis who won World War II who'd come to America, who bought a white truck and was blocking us in?
I think it could have been the Fifth Reich.
Whoa.
There we go. So maybe we were blocked in and we stayed there for a little bit. And then we decided, let's just go do some more interviews.
It was like, we can't get out. Let's just go back.
We can't get out. Let's just go back.
Yeah, we need to get you off property.
Oh, why is that?
Why?
Because you were told already?
We were told already you had to go.
Oh, no, we weren't told. We weren't told. We told the security that Ron misheard something I was saying, and nobody said get off the property.
He said, oh, this guy was bothering me.
You guys are big guys with guns. If you're telling us to leave, we're going to leave. We heard him complaining, and then we tried to clarify with the security.
Okay.
He was kind of whining.
Okay, yeah, it's confirmed. You guys got to go.
Guys, we're sorry. We got to get going.
Looks like a professional police force, but then you realize they're just private security. Huge guns.
Yes.
And they're telling us, you know, you've been asked to leave. And of course, our response, because we kind of weren't quite. It was clear
we were
supposed to leave, that Ron had gone to the security and pointed at us and everything. But we weren't actually told we needed to get off the property.
That's how our day ended, I guess. We would have loved to stay longer. We were making friends left and right.
Mm-hmm.
But we were asked to leave by Q.
He's a good liar.
So incredibly truthful.
Bullshit. Oh. You lied to me.
Wow, you guys are such good liars.
Just a couple of honest abes working it the fuck out.
Devram, should we have a moment of truth here? Should we do it?
I would love that. After all this, how confusing the day was, I would love to get a little truth. Wring some truth from the experience.
Well, I got you covered here. I got a moment of truth for you. It's funny that Patriot Street Fighter believes that people are currently living on Mars. Because when we walked into the Reawaken America tour, it felt like we were stepping onto another planet. A planet run by grifters selling nutritionally infused coffee beverages, miracle cures for ailments, and pyramid schemes. It was also a planet where the celebrities are conspiracy theorists and election deniers. But I think we did learn an important lesson on this planet. If you go to a Q conference and you piss off Q, then you're going to get kicked out by dudes with German Shepherds holding AR-15s. And that is the truth.
Wow. America. What an event. But really, what an event where, like, the thing that bonds everybody is their disdain for, like, facts.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's a sad state of affairs, but we are much more awake. We have not slept since the Reawaken America tour.
Coffee-infused.
It's too many coffee-infused nutritional supplements.
Got us all hopped up on
beverages.
Beverages.
That does it for this episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth, but we've got a special bonus episode on Hero Hero. You can go to herohero.co/thegoodliars. For that episode, you can click the link right there in the description. We also want to remind you, we have some live shows coming up. The Good Liars Fix America Live. We're going to solve all of America's problems at our live show. Show never before seen videos and interviews with some politicians. We're going to be in Washington, D.C. on May 23rd, Nashville, Tennessee on June 6th, Los Angeles, California on June 25th, and San Francisco on June 26th. You can get the tickets at goodliars.com. We hope to see you there. Devram, before we go, I got to ask you, do you have any words of wisdom?
We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
From a very, very smart person. Not me.
Who was it?
Martin Luther King Jr. said that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right. So, all right.
We need to have plenty of hope for bringing those Americans back from Mars if they're stuck there. Whatever's going on with that, we got to hope we can fix that. Get to Mars before this all burns down.